sometimes thinking, well, we're down or whatever. If we just look around about and see how we are blessed, then we truly can lift up our eyes to Him and say, thank you, Lord. I had a call back a few months ago. My friend Stanley called me and he asked if the Gideon might come to speak to our church and tell us of some of the things that the good people are doing to present the gospel in places that you and I don't reach. And I said, yeah, Stanley, I'm sure that the church would love to hear that. And so we arranged over the period of a week. And Stanley has agreed to come this morning and speak to us. And I hope you'll speak long enough that I won't have to. You'll get a break this morning. You get to hear somebody here. So at this time, I'm going to ask my good friend and neighbor, Stanley Bird, to come forward.
Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning.
First thing I want to say this morning, the battle belongs to the Lord. The Gideons are businessmen, but the first thing is we are Christians, born again Christians, and we put Jesus Christ first in our life. You know, if you look in the Old Testament, talking about Gideon, God called him to go out to battle. And so suddenly, Gideon got all these people to fight. God said, wait a minute, there's too many here. Send them home. Then he said, some more, to send some more home. He had some different tests about it. And then finally, he said, that's fine. I think it was like 400 people, 400 men. Gideon says, how can you do this, God? There's so many out there. But the battle is with the Lord. He handles it. He opens it. It says in Isaiah 55:11, so shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth, that it shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please. God opens the doors. You know, I'm a Gideon church assignment person. I'm the head of that. And I call churches and I ask them, may we come and speak? Sometimes it's easy to get to talk. Other times it seems like just a hard time of getting together. You know, the one thing I ask you, the first thing I ask you to do is pray for the Gideons. I ask you to pray for all Christians all over this world, because there's so many things that are happening you don't really realize. I heard just a couple days ago about some Gideons. They went down here, South America, and they were wanting to give out Bibles. They wanted to give them out to schools, middle schools, like we do here in Harrison County. And they went and they asked, well, they went to one Catholic school, and really, the teacher said, I'd love to have them. The principal said, I'd love you to give them out. The kids were wanting them, but the priest, they said, you have to go to the priest. So they went to the priest. I don't have that kind of authority to give you that. So then they went to his boss, whoever's at the top, Catholic. And he said, no, this is not Catholic. We can't have it. So they prayed about it. They kept thinking, what are we going to do? They felt that there was a need there. And so they said, they prayed about it and prayed about it. Finally, they turned around and they said, go to this college tomorrow. It's a non-denominational one, but there's a Catholic college over here afterwards that we'd rather go to that one. We feel a calling on that. They went that next day to that Catholic college. You know, God answers. They had thousands of middle school kids came to that college that day to see about what they wanted to get into when they went to college. The Gideons were able to give out, I think it was something like 15,000 testaments that day. What the world wants to close, or someone else wants to close the door, God will open the door. We gave out a testament to a young girl down here in Columbia. She could have just as well been in the state of West Virginia. She started walking home and she started reading the Bible. As she got home, she continued to read it, and her father came in. He said, "What do you got there?" She showed it to him. He says, "Get rid of that. I don't have nothing to do with it." He said, "That's a bunch of junk." He said some other things too. So she went to her room and she wanted to obey her father, but she had already started reading. The Word of God is strong. So she stuck it under her mattress and she continued to read the Bible. One day, she decided, she just felt in her heart that she wanted her father to know about this too. She went on to him and she said, she was reading it in the living room. And her father came in and he said, "I thought I told you to get rid of that. Give that to me. I'll get rid of it for you." And he went off to work. He worked in a mine, just the same as a mine down here in the southern part of the state of West Virginia. And just the same as in the southern part of West Virginia this spring, there was a catastrophe. Everything collapsed. And she knew that her father worked there. He was an engineer. She checked to see. And yes, her father and 30 other miners were trapped. I like to say that it was a happy ending. But it took them 3 days to get to those miners. And when they got to them, same results as in the southern part of the state of West Virginia. All the miners were gone. So they wanted to take him out. They were looking around. They found her father, and he was leaning against the wall. And they said it was surprising because it said he had a peaceful look on his face, and he had his hands clasped. They said they hated to move him. But they said, "We got to." So when they got ready to move him, out fell that Gideon Bible. They opened it up, and it was a message in front of him to his daughter. It said, "I'm sorry, I was wrong. I want you to read this. It's the Word of God." And he had written his name in it. In the back of it has a plan of salvation. And he had written his name there. There are blank pages in the back of the testament that I had no knowledge of until I was told about this. They found 30 signatures in the back of that Bible of people who men that accepted the Lord and those that rededicated their life. We don't know how much time we have. We don't know how many people they'll touch. $1.30. 31 souls. What is a soul worth? I can tell you so many times I've found out. We give out Bibles. in hotels and institutions, schools, Harrison County middle schools, hospitals, doctors' offices. We give out to military, firemen, to police, to nurses. We give out, we call it open doors. We give out in every place we can so that the Word of God will be out there. If you go to a hotel room, you'll find a Gideon Bible. Whether it's here in Clarksburg, or if it's over in Europe, or even Asia, you'll find a Gideon Bible. We had a minister who came to our pastor's appreciation banquet a couple years ago, and he talked to us. And he said, and I even got to talk to him. He said that he got kicked out of his home on Christmas Eve by his wife because she said, you don't care about anybody other than yourself. He said, you know something? She was right. He said, I went to a hotel. And he said, when he went to the hotel, he took a gun along with him because he said he didn't see anything to look forward to. He said he went to the restaurant and ate. Then he went to the room. And he said, when he went in that room, he was trying to decide what to do exactly. And he said he looked over on the desk. There was a Gideon Bible. He said something just did not go. He didn't want to have to see that Bible. So he picked it up and he took it and he tossed it underneath the bed. There was a dust thing underneath the bed though. It caused it to dip and bounce out. And it bounced open to the book of John. He said he tried to decide what else to do with it, and he leaned over him. He looked, and he decided he'd start reading. He started reading the book of John. He said that he read that day and next. And he said, apologize. He said, I took your Bible. I took it home with me. He said, and I asked my wife for forgiveness. You know, we talked this morning in Sunday school about change. When a person receives the Lord, you can see that change in them. You know there's something different. It's not the same. And she saw that change in him, and she wanted it. And their children wanted it. And their parents wanted it. $5 for this, and a whole family. Came to the Lord. I don't know. I can't imagine heaven. I was brought up in the church. I felt the church around me, but I've also found people that need Jesus Christ in our community around us. And that's why we give them out. Wherever we can go. We give out in middle schools, and we've given them out this past year to all the middle schools in Harrison County. We also make sure we have Gideon Bibles in the hospitals. The old hospital that they're getting ready to move out is going to also be a hospital after that. So we're leaving our Gideon Bibles in there, and we're putting new Gideon Bibles in the new hospital. We reach out. We put them in nursing homes, parks for continuous care, Parkland. I've taken these to people. And I went to Parkland, and I went in and saw this lady. I started talking to her. She said, honey, I'd love to read the Bible. But she says, I got mine here, and she says, my eyes are getting so bad. She says, I can't read. She says, the print's too small. I took out this one like this, and And I said, well, this one here is as bold proof. Take a look at it. She said, I can read. She said she could read. She was a Christian lady who she, there, she can't get out. But she was able to read. I've been told about ministers who've gone to hospitals and they were called there unexpectedly because of the emergency. And they didn't left his Bible in his car or at the office. But he opened up the drawer and he found the Hebrew Bible. I have a letter that was sent to me. It says Clarksburg Gideon Camp. Enclosed is a check for some Gideon Bibles. I'm a recent widow, married 46 years and now 70 years old. That was written in March of this year. She's my late husband at 77, died at United Hospital Center. The 9 days he was there, I read your Gideon Bible and found comfort. The magazines in the hospital had nothing, but your Bible offered hope and some understanding. It is a very long road back to happiness, but I will succeed, she says. Thank you for caring about the hurting people. Her name is Patsy Burton from Bridgeport. We have so many testimonies that we have had of what the Bibles do. And it's not really what the Bibles do, it's what the Word of God and the Holy Spirit do. I can do nothing without God. We put Bibles in 191 countries. 93 languages, and it's growing. Anytime we can get into a country, we go. We give out 2 scriptures per second. That's a lot. There are 6.3 billion people in this world, but only 10% of them believe in Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. 25% of those people, that 6.3, have never even heard of Jesus Christ, not even once. We have been in existence for over 100 years in Gideon's. It was 2 Gideon businessmen met at a hotel, and they wanted to have, they realized there was no Bible, no place to study, so they decided they got a prayer meeting together there, and that's how it all started. 100 years later, you'd think, well, gee whiz, when you start thinking of, can I put Bibles in every hotel in the world? I think it's impossible. But it's possible. It's happened. And it's happened. You know, it's not easy. Gideon Bibles we put in those hotels. We had, out here in Indiana, there was a lady who was a manager of a hotel, and she got ready, get them in her hotel. She said, nah, I don't fool with it. They went 3 times, and each time she said no. So the Gideons, we have to learn one thing, pray. Pray. And pray with belief. And so, they had been praying. And one morning, the Gideon that had the Bibles had his devotion before he got ready to go to work. And something said to him, take 30 Bibles with you. Take 30 Bibles with you to work today. So, as we know, he's all learned that when the Spirit tells you something, you better do it. So he took those 30 Bibles with him. And he went driving. He was a salesman. He went driving to his different clients. And at the end of the day, he came up over the hill. Right there in front of him was that hotel. He said, that's why I got to go there. He pulled up. He went in and he said, man, he said, I just got to ask you again. Can we put the Bibles in your hotel? She said, if I say yes, will you leave me alone? She said, I'll do it if you have one for each of my rooms. If you don't have it for each of my rooms, no. But it's got to be each room. He says, how many do you need?
30.
30 Bibles is what she needed. Is that coincidence? No. That's the Holy Spirit, and we know that. 30 Bibles. She let him put it in. And just 2 nights later, well, really, it was 2 days later, in the morning, a lady came to her front desk, and she said, yes, may I help you? She said, I stayed here last night. I've got something for you. And she pulled out a revolver and put it on the counter. What's this? She said, I came here last night to take my life. She said, I've got a Bible. She said, I took one of your Bibles. She says, found it in there. I started reading. She said, I want it rather than that. That's the answer. You know, we don't know. She said, do I know you? She said, yes. I'm your cousin. That lady. Now, has been glad that she allowed the gifts to put a Bible in her hotel. The Hilton Garden Inn out here, we got a call from them when they were building, after they built it, and they said, we need your Gideon Bibles. They have a checklist. Things they got to have done before they can open their hotel. Some of the other hotels do this too. And they said they had to have the Gideon Bible in there before. And we will take them out. We go every 6 months and we check to see. This is one I found in and it was torn a little bit. It needs to be repaired. We don't throw them away if they're damaged. We take them to the prisons or homeless shelters or whatever. We need to make sure they're in good condition. But we make sure that God's word will not be void. I heard about a lady the other night. Her and her husband were having problems. She didn't know what to do. She said, he had his things he wanted to do. I had my things I wanted to do. She said, she was getting rid of his divorce. She said, she wanted just to be done with it. She said she got up one morning and she decided that she was so upset that the only thing that made her feel a little bit okay was to run. So she got her jogging clothes on. She started jogging out the road. And as she was jogging out the road, it started to rain. And she said she was trying to think about how to get back home. But she started jogging around. The rain started coming down pretty heavy, even blowing. So she was trying to get back. And she turned down this one street. She said that she had never been down. And she said she saw something in the middle of the road. The came up to where it was about a week, 2 weeks before the divorce was getting ready to be final. And her husband more or less came against a wall that he couldn't understand what was going on. It had been 3 years since his wife had accepted the Lord. And he saw the changes in her. Like I said, if you receive the Lord, they'll see the change. And he saw that change. And he asked Jesus to come in his life. He's giddy. She's one auxiliary. And she said that prayer answers. She said that the people were praying for them, and she had asked for prayer. Prayer answers. God does answer prayer. The Gideons are an extension of the church. We're not on our own. We are the body of Christ, and every part of that body has a function. And we are doing our part, and we ask you to help us. How can you help us? Well, as I said, first and foremost, pray for us. We've had Gideons who have been attacked in other lands. We had a young boy got a testament like this in Nigeria. He was given it, and he took it home. And he started reading it, but he was hiding it. Because 75% of Nigeria is Muslim. He took it home and he was reading it. He knew he wasn't supposed to. He was Muslim. He continued to read it. And one day he came home and his father and uncles were standing there waiting for him. His father said, "What's this?" Son said, "It's the Word of God. It tells about Jesus." Well, you're going to have to refuse it. You're going to have to denounce it right here in front of us, right now, said his father. He said, "I can't. I know the truth. And I can't." His father said, "Well, we'll beat you until you do it." They took him and they tied him between two trees. And they got cut sticks ready to whip him. And they were going to. His father had it up ready to hit. And one of the uncles said, "Wait, no, he can't do this. If he is this strong about this, it's wrong." They had a big discussion. The discussion lasted about a half an hour. And he remained there tied between those trees. Finally, the father came out and says, "We won't beat you, but you're going to have to make a decision. You either denounce this or you leave this house. You leave this, and I have your son." That young man, with tears in his eyes, took that testament and left. He was ended up going, didn't know where to go. He was taken in by a minister in his fair faith. And they helped him. And he's becoming a minister in Nigeria now. We don't know. Dangers that are out there, the things that are happening, Satan doesn't want the Bible out there. He doesn't want the Word of God put out there. This afternoon I'm going to Salem Industrial Home for youth. It used to be for boys. It's for youth. They have young guys, young boys, teenagers, and girls. And we go, and I have a time with them, with the other Gideons. We go in and we talk to them. And each time we go, I write down a name and I pray for them. Some accept Jesus Christ. And we've had many do that. But then some don't know. So I continue to pray for them. I ask you to pray for them. Salem Industrial Home, because God does move. There's so many things going on. It says in Acts 1:8, be my witnesses in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. This is our Jerusalem. West Virginia, Harrison County in West Virginia is Judea. Samaria is United States. And then go into all to the end of the earth. We are to tell people about Jesus. We can't all do it. I can't all do it. That's why we're the body of Christ. And we reach out. We have 191 countries. But we can't do it without your help. Size. You think, well, gee whiz, size. Gideon had so many people, Jesus, God said, send them home. Work. Allow God to do the work. God should get the glory. You may say, I don't have much. God knows what we have. And I'm not going to tell you what to give to Gideons because everyone has a different. But I ask you to give what you can. And I ask you to do what you can. Out here in the vestibule, there are cars. There's three types. And I don't know. I'm going to bring a rack because they couldn't find it. I'm going to get you a new rack. We'll have it. There's three kinds of cards that the Gideons have. And these cards have a little envelope inside where you can send a donation to the Gideons for Bibles. And they are thinking of you in memory and in recognition. So many times when I give cards out in memory for loved ones instead of flowers. And the reason I do that, flowers fade away so fast. Bible is there. And a soul. How many souls are touched by each Bible in a hotel? They say that the average hotel Bible touches over 6,000 people in its time in that hotel. And that's not even after we get it and take it someplace else. Thinking of you in memory and in recognition. We have so many times that our children graduate or do something that we can tell them how much. And by giving a card, we're also giving a Bible. I ask you to think about that. The testimonies that I've told you about are true. I've been in most of them. And I want to let you know that God is working. There's times that I just don't know how we're going to get things done. But we do pray. And God does answer.
the scripture that I read to you at the opening of the service, I don't know where you really heard it or not. It was a picture of the woman at the well. And how that she, when Jesus came to her, her being in Samaria, nothing to do with the Jew, didn't make it easy. But Christ asked her for a drink of water. And she could not understand it, how he would ask her for a drink of water. But then he told her, if you knew who it was that was asking you this, you would ask me for a drink of water. If we drink this water, you'll thirst again. But the water that Christ was to give was everlasting. The song that I sang to you, I thirst. Jesus Christ, when he was hanging on that cross, he needed that water, that living water.